Joe.
Which Joe?
Joe opposite Ankole. Because it's such a small nick.
Okay.
Wait, yeah. What were you guys doing in River Road?
River Road is like, I wanted, what do you call it? A printer, you know those cartridges. Vinyl things?
Oh. Yeah? Like printed, like a backstage thing.
Not a backstage thing. This is like...
Anyway, cool, let's go.
This is like on a CD in okay. bulk.
Oh, okay, so
yeah, so it's a public holiday. I was like, you know what?
You'll do, hey,
what were you recording? Doing?
Yeah. This is the Minnesota. This is Calvin and I talking about driving BMWs on River Road.
It's bad. It's, everyone's like, ah, BMW, ah.
But I'm saying it's crazy because I was on River Road last week. I had to go to Ngara. Mm. And I cut through that way, and I was like,
"Oh, so you cut through thingy?"
Oh, you were Ronald passing Ngala. By
Ronald yeah. Ngala and yes. went to yo. Right. That's deep,
bro. And the thing is, it's like driving on River Road, even driving on Tomboy Street, it's traumatic.
Yeah,
and you know, it's traumatic. It really is.
And you know, for me, it was a public holiday, right? Uh-huh. So I was like, ah,
it's gonna be empty.
Oh, by the way, this story is deep, eh?
That city doesn't sleep down there, bro. By the way, this is the Minnesota, yeah?
Yo, true story. I had four guys in my car.
In your BMW?
Yes.
You're a squad deep.
Who puts four people in a BMW, bro?
Four people, bro.
Who does that?
Wait, minus yourself?
No. So me and three other people.
Two people max, bro.
Yeah, by then my car always has two people max.
Yeah, two people max.
In my small multi, two people max, right? So I pass Westie. You know where the expressway, the stage... Bro, I just hear pee, 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 pee. I see an over pointing.
Oh.
Officer.
Police, bro.
Stopping you for... Did you stop?
Yo, they stopped me. So I'm like, okay,
they're,
cool.
They're Subarus. No, other than me.
Toyota Fielder.
Oh.
So they stop. I see four motherfuckers alight. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? So me, I'm like,
okay.
Wagwan. Let's see what going. One comes towards my side and he's coming so fierce. The other ones go around the car and they now start telling the occupants, yo, roll down the windows, right? They're like, what's in the bag? So my bag, my laptop bag, this one, is in the back. They're like, can we see? Me, I'm like,
that's random.
Guys, why are you stopping us? They're like, random police check. I'm like, random police check about what? So the guy, at that point, I realized the cops are even more confused than I am. Because one of them bluntly says to me, where's your insurance?
Oh, come. Yeah? Have a seat.
Kibbs walks into the set.
Yeah.
So one of them asks me, and he's on the side where the sticker insurance is. Uh-huh. He's like, where's your insurance?
Uh-huh.
So me, I'm like, Sindhu Yuapo. They're like, where are your ID cards? I'm like, bro, what is it that you want? Then they're right. Like, okay, cool, we go. But it was awkward as hell. Because they came in so fierce. And then you're like, what's going on? So like after they get into the car, there are four of them minus the driver.
Right.
Right? So the driver's still there. So that they're like five guys in that car. So like I didn't even, you know, switch on the car. I'm just looking at them. I'm like, this shit is weird. And it was at that point that I decided I am buying the front camera for the car.
Dashboard cam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kibbs just coming. Yeah. It's a Minnesota, by the way.
Yeah. Because I was like, had shit. Like happened, in the morning,
bro.
You know, like after that incident, I just wanted to be like, yo, let me download this clip, send it to guys, find out who the fuck this up.
Because
anybody I told was like, bro, that shit was awkward.
That's
they could have been thugs.
Mm.
And the thing, and this is it. And the thing about it is, you saw that like how this week some cops. Mm. Were caught by the EACC.
Yeah.
And there were
traffic cops
were caught.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm saying that thing with the traffic camera in your car
is
like an essential now.
It really
true,
is.
True.
For your own protection, because remember that time that we were driving and the cops...
Yeah.
There's a time me and Ash were driving and the cops stopped us. There's nothing we did.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, yeah, 5K.
Yeah.
Clean.
Like, clean. She went straight to 5K.
Yeah. Yep.
So like... For me, I just thought about it. I was just like, fam, you could disappear instantly.
And nobody knows.
It's actually fucking crazy. It was the day that I had people in the car.
You could have been alone, bro.
If I was solo.
True.
Mm.
That's so sad.
I think it's crazy because it's like when the cops are taking your money, like for bribes.
Yeah.
You tend to pay because you think of all of the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Like the I can't bother to go to police station. Mm. Mm. But yet, for them, if anything happens to them,
yeah,
bro, you're in court the next day.
Yeah.
100.
You get me?
Yeah.
So the system actually works against us.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I've only ever been stopped by like those plainclothes cops once.
Yeah.
And it's very intimidating.
You know, everybody.
Because there's no process. It's
there's
like,
no process. Like,
there's no. You know, the American is different. They're like, 5-0, here's a badge.
Exactly. Like, even in my thought, because I remember even waking up this morning thinking about it. And I was like, yo, if Boniface Mwangi ever came up with like a thing or a motion or anyone in parliament ever said that plainclothes police officers actually need to identify
they do,
themselves.
They should do.
They really need to.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people can fucking disappear just like that. Because yeah. I was like, fam, this is me. Yo.
Because the thing about it is, if your car was empty,
yeah.
it could have been a open your car door, let us in, the cops. Stories. Yeah.
You get? Because it was, bro, like the cops are so confused, they're asking me, where is your insurance sticker?
So they know.
How
so
would they
know? Not even traffic cops. They don't know.
Even regular stickers are always cops. There. Yeah, they're always there. So you're so fucking confused, you don't even know what you're looking for. You're asking me, where's your insurance sticker?
I honestly can tell you, like, I actually drive different ways to avoid cops.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like to get
the
home.
The inside roads.
Just because I can't be bothered. Like, I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered with a small talk.
Yeah.
Like I said, those ones by Riverside, those ones by Oli Tok Tok.
Yeah.
I just drive back streets to avoid them.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? This was actually outside Galileo.
Wow. On the main road.
11 a.m. Main road, Westie.
Main road.
Like, I've come from Westland. What do you call it? Oilibia.
Yeah.
I fueled at Oilibia. So I'm heading down that way.
Mm.
You get? You've not even gotten to Milan anything. I'm just hearing something honking. So I'm like,
well,
hey. I don't even know about stopping, man.
So fam, you know, now the problem is this. If you don't stop for these plainclothes guys,
What happens? But how do you know they're plainclothes guys?
No, but you see, the SI unit for these guys has always been they like the Motorola thing, walkie talkie.
Yeah.
You get so like when you see this CSs and everything passing, they've always got the walkie talkie.
Yeah,
but like I'm saying, if someone's blowing the horn.
Yeah.
And how do you know it's a cop?
So you see, for me, they were blowing the horn, right? Because it was a regular fielder, right? Mm-hmm. So I look because this is a bit. Bro, I'm on my lane.
Mm.
This guy's on the other lane. So it's pop, 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 continuously. So, you know, you'll just look at the mirror. You're like, okay, what's up? So I roll down the window and I see that, right? And they're just pointing forward. Mm. So then I park over here. They park. It was like a 20-meter kind of thing. Uh-huh. And they come to me. So at that point, I was like, yep, I'm installing that goddamn thing.
Yeah,
record.
You know, as much as these cops are civilians, you can actually know that they're cops.
Mm.
You know, like most of these people... How they dress, like what I'm saying, I wear sports shoes and they have a jacket.
Jacket, always.
Yeah. Jacket.
Always.
In as much as it's clothes, plain,
yeah.
there's a way you can just know
you
like
this. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't always have this hat, nini. They should actually look like they can run. You know, sometimes you can't have like boots.
Facts.
Like, you can actually know that.
You can tell. Like, they always have jackets. They always have either jeans. They like to tuck in.
Yeah, tuck in.
Yeah, like you can just tell plain clothes.
It's
crazy, man. Absolutely. I don't know. I just find that cops are just too much annoying now.
So you need to hook me up with your guy, man.
For the camera.
I'm getting that, and also for my house.
Oh, for the house.
Yeah.
The house is a must, I think.
The houses, I've really seen them. Like, shotgun out, I think Gino's my friend Martin. So he was here. He works in Saudi Arabia, right? Mm. So in Saudi, like his clean lady will come to the house when he's away.
Mm.
You know, so you get an alert instantly. Boop, something's moving in the house.
Yeah.
Bro, but I'm getting it for a different reason, fam.
No, my thing has always been this. Like, fam, it's like I feel that there are too many situations that I've seen during the course of my life where things have happened in people's houses, and if this person did not have a camera, I always quote Neymar. Remember that chick who tried to say Neymar was? We said it the other day. Even that chick who was in my house,
who
came to the house. Imagine if she wanted to now make a story about this,
and you didn't actually have.
For me, I feel like this is so sad, but it's someone I really trust, like who I leave keys to my house with. But I'm just like, something's amiss, man. like
are things getting lost and stuff?
Yeah.
You know what, you are not the first person around us who has said it. I mean, you're saying on the podcast, but somebody else on the team has said to me, yo, things are going missing from my yard, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So me, for me, it's well, she happens to clean my house, but I'm just like I look at the portions of rice. I don't cook that much.
Are you talking about food? We're talking about real things like food.
Bro. No, for me, it's fun. You know why for me to be pissing is, like yesterday, when we're recording this, when I was getting home in the evening, I took a longer way so that I could buy bread, could buy eggs, could buy milk, because I know they're coming to my house, right? Mm-hmm. So they'll be in my house from maybe about 10 up until whatever, right? So there's always stuff to eat. Mm-hmm. They are paid adequately.
Uh-huh.
Trust me. But then everybody will tell me, you pay her a bit too much. Yeah. But I'm just like, you know, kids.
What are your rules? Because I don't have rules. With Maureen, I don't have any rules.
Maureen's family to you.
Maureen's family. Yeah, but I'm saying like
Maureen's your manager, man.
I feel bad if there's no food in the house.
Yeah, for me it's the same.
You get me?
Like, they know that, yo, no matter what, bro, it's lunchtime, they're going to cool. There's even times she'll tell me, hey, let me come in at like 12 o'clock because I had to go somewhere else. She'll come in at 12. She probably wasn't given food elsewhere. Mm-hmm. She'll eat. So I don't have a problem with that. But when I look at times my portions of rice, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You can't. Like,
hey, let me tell you.
Bro.
Maureen lives up. You know when Maureen messages me, it's an iMessage.
Come on,
it's a blue message.
It's a blue one.
It's not green.
Yeah.
I like, you know, Maureen is like, hey, yo, I really like these things. You know what these things are? Croissants, my G.
So
I've been toying with the idea, but I'm still very like,
nah, get it, bro. Like, end of the day, for me, like I said, I don't, it's on top of the fridge. It's not always on, because it's just like, it's not always on. But that day when that smarty was in my house, I went into the kitchen and turned that shit on one time.
So
that, you know, you can actually control it from your phone, so you can actually turn it off.
It does, the camera goes.
So also, there's a way you can set it so that, like, it senses when you're in the house, and then it just, like, goes off. So for example, like, it was, let's say that you're in the house from 9. You could say from 9 until whatever, then it's fine, and then whatever. But even here, the camera's on 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Even here.
Essentials. Yo, actually, thinking about that story, let's dig into it. Amazon, for $1 million, if you can capture
an alien
on a ring.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fam.
If you can get proper footage of an alien.
Yeah.
Fam, I was thinking about that.
Do you really think these aliens are into like our currency? Like, do you reckon like our money is good to them?
Nah, like aliens don't care about money. But they're there though.
But
they're definitely there.
If we actually just like put out like some ultra beam lights and everything and said, you're like, yo, we got $1 million cash.
Maybe.
You guys, but they want an actual alien.
Yeah, so see, that's what I'm saying. We break it away. We tell this bro, have you seen the exchange rate?
Wow.
$1 million.
$75 million
is money that will change us.
Is it alien currency might be up there?
Yeah.
Fam, you know, like, I'm just thinking. What do you think the Kenyan shillings rate is to the Martian pound?
Yeah, facts. It's the Martian pound.
For real, man. Anyway, guys, that's your random Minnesota this week. My name's G-Money.
Ashley.
Big C.
And Kibbs.
Boom. How long was that? 15 minutes? 13, nice. That's fine.